This is Dr. Chad Edwards, and you are listening to podcast number 13 of Against the Grain Podcast.
Sponsored by Revolution Health and Wellness Clinic. Are you tired and fatigued? Are you frustrated with doctors because they don't listen? Do you want to fix your pain without surgery? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then we are the clinic for you. We offer prolotherapy, PRP, and stem cell, nutritional therapies, BHRT, and functional medicine to get you back on track to optimal health. Call 918-935-3636 or visit revolutionhealth.org to schedule an appointment today.
Welcome to Against the Grain Podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards, where he challenges the status quo when it comes to medicine. We get into hot topics in the medical field with real stories from real patients to help you on your way to a healthy lifestyle. Get ready, because we're about to go against the grain.
This is Brian Wilkes here with the Dr. Chad Edwards, author of Revolutionize Your Health with Customized Supplements, and you are board certified in family medicine by the American Board of Family Medicine. Pretty impressive, Chad. You know, I've never asked you about your book. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, so what I was noticing is a lot of patients were on supplements, but they were on some really poor quality supplements.
Right.
And then some people are on supplements they didn't need, and some people are on supplements that they shouldn't be taking, and some people were not on supplements that they really should be taking based on interactions with medications. You know, statins, really common medication that a lot of people are on. And what a lot of people don't know is that if you're on a statin, you absolutely have to be on CoQ10. A lot of people don't know that. So what I do is just kind of cover the basics of poor supplement quality versus good supplement quality, high quality supplements, or pharmaceutical grade supplements, and why we need to take certain supplements and how to get all of them customized to, you know, for each patient.
Right. Yeah. Last night I watched Frontline. You know, it was late night TV watching.
Right.
Apple TV. It's opened up a whole new world for me. Right. And so I discovered the series Frontline on PBS.
Okay.
And they had a whole show about supplementation in America.
Really?
How it's not regulated by the FDA. And they've tested various supplements and half of them don't have what they say they have in them. So it's very interesting.
That's
we should
right.
have a whole show on that.
And we will. We absolutely will. And I cover that with some pretty good detail in the book.
Yeah. So today's a pretty awesome show, right? Because we have an awesome guest. You want to introduce your guest?
Yeah. So this is Sue Gaskill. She is probably the most knowledgeable on skincare in general, plus the skincare products that she represents. So she works for Is Clinical by Innovative Skincare,
right.
And they are a pharmaceutical quality skincare line. Now, the reason that, you know, I'm not really an aesthetics guy and I'm not a...
It's a big surprise.
You think?
Yeah.
It's a good thing it's a radio show.
Right, right.
So, that's not really my thing.
Right.
But I was deployed in a military thing, and Sue came in and had a relationship with my clinic, and we had brought in the supplements that she carries. And so I walk in, and I'm talking about the quality of stuff. And I was like, but it's skin. I don't care
it's
about skin.
Yeah.
You know? And so she says, here's some things that I want you to try. And one of the things that she gave me was this this stuff for your eyes. And this was the Youth Eye Complex is what it was called.
Right.
And I'm like, but I look like I'm 20. You know, I don't need this stuff. So she gives me this stuff. Then she said, just take it and put it under one eye, just a little couple little dabs under your eye. And just under one eye, and then come back in here. So I did. I went into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I put this stuff under one eye. And then when I went in there, I was like, wow, maybe I don't look 20.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Close.
So put that stuff in. And then I came in and sat down.
Right.
And about 15 minutes later, the nurse practitioner that I had working for me at the time walked in, and she looked up and she said, what did you do to your eye? Now, I put the stuff under my right eye.
That was enough for you.
She was talking about my left eye. And you could literally see across
the room. In other words, she was saying how bad the left one
exactly.
was.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And she could literally notice the difference across the room in 15 minutes.
Right.
The difference in the appearance. It
was
absolutely amazing. And so she instantly had me hooked because that made a tremendous difference.
In.
Then the other stuff that she gave me was just absolutely amazing. I actually started caring a little bit about my skin.
Yeah.
And, you know, the skin people will tell you that what goes on the outside, what's going on with your skin, it's also going on the inside.
Interesting stuff. Sue, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I've seen you on some other shows, right?
I have been on TV once or twice.
You should know that it, we have a pretty fancy research department here. Have you heard of Google?
I have heard of Google once or twice.
Yeah, we use it here. We're pretty good at it. So I Googled you.
Good.
Learned a lot of good stuff. But tell us about yourself. I know Chad's very complimentary of you, and you have a long career in the skin industry, right?
I do. Yeah. I actually have been in the medical industry for my whole life. I've been in the skin industry for the last 9 years.
Right.
So, long time.
Good. Okay. So, Chad, what is the show? There's a lot of dynamics to the skin, I assume, right?
Absolutely. And you know, we'll have multiple different podcasts about skin related stuff in the future because it's a big concern for a lot of people. And then when it comes to skincare, there's really good stuff. Just like in my book, there's really good stuff, and then there's really bad stuff.
Right.
And people are wasting a lot of money thinking that they're getting really good quality skincare stuff. And so, you know, in my clinic, like what we heard in the ad at the beginning, we do bioidentical hormone replacement therapy because we see a lot of men and women with hormone issues. So with women, one of the biggest complaints that we'll see once we get their hormones regulated is that they start getting a bunch of acne because of various hormones and specifically testosterone. And so they will develop some acne, and it's a really common complaint. They'll come in and they'll say, I started this testosterone. I feel much better. Everything's going great, but I had this acne. And so, you know, I don't know anybody better to talk about this than Sue. So tell us, talk to us, help us out.
Well, one of the things that happens, and it happens with young people also, when your hormones start to fluctuate or when you induce extra hormones into your system, then your skin reacts to those hormone levels. With bioidentical hormones, they make women feel 100% better, but as Chad said, they then break out because of the higher testosterone levels in their skin. Unfortunately, when you're 50 and all of a sudden you have a lot of testosterone in your body, the breakouts are not coming and going like they might have when you were young. They come and they stay for a long period of time. What's great about one of our products, especially when it comes to those issues, is that it is amazing when it, in its ability to clear that up and clear it up in a short time. So we have a product called Active Serum. Active Serum has many, many uses because all of our products are multitasking. But when it comes to the breakouts that come with hormone fluctuations, it actually is going to deep clean your pores and your hair follicles. It's going to help turn over the dead skin cells. And when all of that happens, then your acne clears up because all of it can get it up and out. So with a woman normally in her 50s who's now got hormones in her system and she breaks out, without Active Serum, she could expect that breakout to last 3 to 4 weeks. With Active Serum, 3 to 4 days maybe.
So tell me about Proactiv. My wife has used Proactiv. I've heard several women, it's not like I talk to women a lot about Proactiv, but I've heard several women discuss, I've used this for months now and there's been no improvement.
Well, there's a lot of issues with various skincare products, including that one. With that one particularly, even if you were using it for the right reasons, your body becomes accustomed to benzoyl peroxide, which is its major ingredient.
That's right.
And once your skin becomes accustomed to the benzoyl peroxide, it quits working for everyone. And it's just a matter of fact for everyone. That's a pretty well-known scientific fact. But on the other hand, the other things that people put on their skin to help with acne, a lot of them are cosmetic grade. And there's a huge difference between pharmaceutical grade and cosmetic grade. Cosmetic grade ingredients, though they may be exactly the same ingredients as in our products, they're of too large of a molecular size to actually get through the skin to the site of action where they can make a change. So they sit on the surface of your skin and they may make the dead skin cell layer look a little bit better, but physically they can't get to the site of action where they can make a change in the health of your skin and resolve your issue. We're formulated with pharmaceutical grade ingredients. Pharmaceutical grade ingredients have a number of differences. They're a lower molecular weight, which means that they're smaller, they can get there. They're much, much purer. They're more potent. So the combination of those specifics lets them get to the site of action and do what they're meant to do in a good form without causing any harm. And with this Active Serum we're talking about, a lot of people talk to me about having issues with some of the ingredients that are in Active Serum. Specifically, we use pharmaceutical grade botanicals. So our source of glycolic acid is from sugar cane, and our source of salicylic acid is from white willow bark. Lots of people will tell you that they have issues with glycolic acid or white or salicylic acid, but in reality, what their problem is with the synthetic version of it. We use a botanical version of it. It came from a plant. Almost no one ever has an issue with the plant source because plants are in nature more closely associated to us who are also from nature. So then you don't see the same side effects and adverse reactions that you see out of the synthetic forms of the same ingredient.
What are the side effects to the synthetic ingredients?
So a lot of people, including myself, could end up with contact dermatitis or rashes.
Right. Some pretty nasty stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's perpetual too, right?
Yes, it is. If you keep using it, it'll stay.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing.
So you threw out some pretty big words there, the cosmetic grade and the pharmaceutical grade and these kinds of things. So basically you're talking about, with the quality of the ingredients, like, take any one of the ingredients. So we're basically talking about like a car and in my analogy, just bear with me. You've got little bitty cars and then you've got dump trucks. And so what we're talking about, both of them are on wheels and they both, go from point A to point B and they'll, get you there and those kinds of things. But, I'm not going to park a dump truck in my driveway and drive to work every day in a dump truck. But they're both, motorized vehicles on wheels. So you're talking about the difference is akin to that. The difference between cosmetic grade and pharmaceutical grade.
Well, let's use that same analogy and think about that same dump truck and it's parked in front of your garage. And now all of a sudden you want to park your dump truck in your garage. How are you going to get your dump truck in your garage? Because physically it's too large a particle to get where you want it to go.
Exactly. And so then even though it's on wheels and all of those things, it can't get in there.
That's
so you're
right.
Never going to get what you wanted. And so with skincare, these chemicals have to actually get through that outer dead layer and get into the living layers of the skin in order to be able to exert long-term effects.
They do. They actually have to get through a whole bunch of barrier, not just the dead skin cell layer.
Right.
So they are, products are all formulated to get to what we would call the site of action. That's where in your body they can make a physical difference in the skin's health. And so when you make a difference in the skin's health, then you resolve the issues that are associated with it.
So you can have one product that has, ingredients 1 through 10, and then an is clinical product that has ingredients 1 through 10. They can be the exact same, and you could have one that doesn't work at all and one that absolutely does work.
Yes, and that's one of the things that's a misconception in the industry. So people will say, I need this ingredient to do this. Well, you may have that ingredient, and if it's not a pharmaceutical grade, it's not going to get there. Or if it's badly formulated, it's not going to do what you want it to do. So the variables on making a quality product are so amazing. Most people have no concept. They think an ingredient is an ingredient is an ingredient. So I'm going to use an example of one of our ingredients. One of our ingredients is called Centella Asiatica. It's a really great healing antioxidant. It's in lots of skincare products. What they do with it in most skincare products, though, is they yank the plant out of the ground, they shake the dirt off, they may actually rinse it off, sometimes not, they grind it up, and then they put it in a product. We actually take that same plant, and the pharmaceutical grade of that plant is refined down to what they would call a triterpene. The triterpene is actually the only active part of that plant. It's not green any longer. It doesn't have any smell any longer. It's now a white powder. That white powder then can be used in a different form to do something much more potent because it's in a form that your body will accept.
So for me, there's obviously you guys understand the chemistry of skincare, but for the everyday person, first of all, how many women are affected by acne? And what I'm hearing you saying is when they are affected depends on where they are in their life. So, for example, their hormones can be unbalanced, I assume, when they're pregnant.
Absolutely.
Before and after, it's kind of a change in chemistry.
Absolutely.
So the average woman is deals with acne.
Off and
90%,
on, through probably at least a third of her life.
Right. So they start, there seems like there's just an overwhelming amount of products out there, first of all. So if you could give advice to women listening to the show, where do they go for advice? I mean, it doesn't seem like my wife would go to the doctor as a first step, but I assume that they should, Chad, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think we need to take a break for, you know, to pay our bills. So as soon as we come back, let's talk about where you can go to get good advice about skincare, the hormones, and the quality of what we're putting on our skin.
Sounds good.
This episode of Against the Grain podcast is sponsored by Upper Cervical Health Centers. Upper Cervical Health Centers is not your typical chiropractic office. Different in that they never jerk, twist, snap, or crack your spine. They offer a gentle approach to address your health issues naturally. Their patients report an improvement rate of over 75% in their overall health. There's so much more than neck and back pain relief. Call 918-742-2300 or visit their website at www.uppercervicaltulsa.com/newyou for a special offer on your first visit. Find your way back to health with Upper Cervical Health Centers.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Brian Wilkes with Dr. Chad Edwards and Sue Gaskell. Chad, before the break, we were talking about how a woman dealing with acne problems would go about finding a solution, given that there's variance in hormones throughout their entire life. They change. The products, I assume, that they need at certain times would change, et cetera.
Right. So I think a lot of people get their information from infomercials, commercials, Google, TV, you know, those kinds of.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of patients will think I can just go to my doctor, especially their primary care,
because
right. that's where we often start. But I'll tell you that, you know, I don't remember if you read this in the beginning or not. I am board certified in family medicine by the American Board of Family Medicine, and I did not get a breadth of experience in dealing with some skin things. I mean, we got some, but it tends to be. You know, if you got skin, it's almost like an algorithmic approach. You got
right. You
got acne. Well, we're going to try this. If that doesn't work, then we're going to go to this. If that doesn't work, we go to this, and we're going to put you on antibiotics and all those kinds of things. But the real question for me is, from a functional medicine perspective, is why do you have acne to begin with?
Yeah, what's causing it?
So, then what can you do about it? So, if you go to your primary care doctor, I think there's a high likelihood. I don't want to say every time, but there's a high likelihood you're going to get this algorithmic approach to. You try A, product A. If that didn't work, you go to B. If that didn't work, you go to C. If that didn't work.
Right.
And then some will just send you to the dermatologist. And you can certainly do that. But the issue for me is, what is it that's causing all of this stuff to begin with? I'm going to now defer to Sue.
The lady in the room that knows has 9 years of skin experience, in case you didn't hear that early in the show, right?
She's forgotten more about skin than I know.
And her skin is really, really good.
Thank you.
I mean, ours is not, I would say. But who cares, right? Who cares?
It's a radio show.
Yeah, it's a radio show. That's what we do. So, Sue, tell us about it.
So, there are a number of reasons why people end up with acne. They could be as simple as you get acne from stress. You could get acne from, not really from your diet. Honestly, your diet has relatively little to do with acne.
Thank God.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
So I heard a really funny quote that the only problem you would ever have with eating French fries and getting acne was if you took your hands and wiped them on your face, which is pretty much true.
That's a bad visual, but I will interject and say, I think if you polled most people, they do think what they eat contributes to their acne.
Absolutely.
And that's completely
right.
False.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So hormones relate to your acne. Mm-hmm. Some acne is caused by inflammation and bacteria, depending on the person. What people think of as true cystic acne is a disease of bacteria and bacteria and inflammation. So you treat them all differently. They all have different causes, but all of them can be handled somewhat the same.
Is it true that a person has dry or oily skin? I've heard that too. And you're more susceptible based on your skin. Have you heard that before? I've heard that before.
So that's not necessarily true.
You have oily skin. It's not necessarily true. Okay.
So often you see with the true cystic acne, acneic person,
right.
that their skin is not necessarily oily. That's the person that has the problem with inflammatory bacteria type of acne. The type of acne that most people get, which is what we would consider mild to moderate acne, is a disease of of oil production somewhat and hormones also. The problem is that most people that have acne spend their whole life trying to dry their skin out, trying to fix their acne.
Right.
And in reality, what your body does when you try to dry the oil production up is it produces more oil because the oil is there trying to hydrate your skin.
Right. Right.
Unfortunately, the oil we produce in our skin doesn't really hydrate it. It's just oily and we don't like it.
So, you know, I won't name names here, but my wife, you know, takes these cloths every morning and just scrubs it down, you know, scrubs the face down to get rid of the oil.
No.
Yeah, okay. She doesn't, or she
does? Well, she does, but that's not what you want to do.
That's not what you want to do.
No, it's not helping her cause at
all. So you come home with me tonight and tell her.
No, I'm not she's gonna just going to listen to the podcast, Brian. Yeah, that's what the cool kids do.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I should have known. So that is not helping. That is so interesting.
Actually, most people that have skin, not even just oily skin or acneic skin,
right.
Most people that have skin do over scrub their skin. They either over scrub it with a cloth or they go to their local drugstore, department store and buy what would be considered a scrub and they scrub the crap out of it.
We have to edit that.
Okay, sorry.
No, you don't.
No, we don't. Not on this show.
Once you scrub your skin like that, you're tearing up the surface layer of your skin. You're actually not getting rid of what you want to get rid of. You're harming it more than doing it good. It's better to find a gentle exfoliating product like Active Serum. I'm not trying this to be an ad, but it exfoliates you every day. So then your hair follicles, your pores are cleaned out and you don't have to scrub it. You don't have to feel like you need to take a wash rag and...
Well, what do you do with it? You just put it on a cotton ball and kind of just...
You actually put it on your finger. Four drops of it will do your whole face. A little tiny bit goes
no
a very
scrubbing.
Long way.
No, just gently.
This is actually what we would consider a treatment product. So then to go along with your treatment product, you want a gentle cleanser that doesn't strip all the good things off of your skin. And then on top, then your last item that everyone needs is a sunscreen.
Right.
So you choose your gentle cleanser, a sunscreen that's formulated for somebody with oilier skin, and you're ready to go.
Right.
Okay. So beyond gently rubbing the product on your face, are there some hormonal things, Chad, from your end that you would do to balance hormones in addition to that?
So if your hormones are out, then it sets the stage, so to speak. So yes, we want to focus on balancing hormones, which can be very nuanced. And there's a lot to that. And, you know, there are estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, all kinds of different hormones that are going to play into that. And that's a lot of what we do in our clinic is trying to get those balanced. But then we also have to deal with the remainder of the issues with the acne. And that's where good cleansers, and I use this cleanser on my face every day. And even though it may not look like it to you, it's made a big difference in my skin.
No, I definitely can't tell.
And then.
Sue, yes, you know.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah.
And then I actually use the active serum myself. And I'll tell you that I use the sunscreen, but a lot of times I don't.
Yeah, I get you. You got to go. You got to get out there. Right?
Sure.
You got to get out there. Okay. So best guess here. How many women, and this is a dangerous, dangerous question, right? How many women are regulating their hormones constantly, evaluating their hormones? Is the average woman out there saying, hey, look, hormones is an issue? I've noticed a lot more literature on hormones, a lot more commercials directed towards regulating your hormones. But how active are women at doing it?
Well, what has happened is that women have always wanted to regulate their hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, in the past, and Chad can talk better to this than I can, the options for regulating your hormones were not necessarily so safe for women.
We'll have a whole podcast about that.
Well, give me a quick example.
So, Premarin. That was what was around for years. It was one of the first. It was the first estrogen that was commercially available. And Premarin, for those that don't know, stands for pregnant mare's urine. So this is literally estrogen from horse urine. It's horse estrogens, and they are not what we call bioidentical. They're not the same hormones that we have in our body, most of them anyway.
Because they're horse urine.
Right. So lots of studies on that, and there is a lot of question about safety, and your body processes them and handles them very differently. So right. That's an example.
Right, right. So you would recommend, you know, having dealt with this for so long, that a lady out there would go to their primary care physician, such as Chad here, to work to balance their hormones in safe ways. If they're having acne, in tandem, to use a product like yours to exfoliate the skin. That's what I'm hearing.
Correct? Right. I would say, though, that when you're going to choose somebody to regulate your hormones, mm-hmm. find somebody that has a little bit of a functional medicine mind.
Right.
Because the regular family medicine doctor you're going to go to doesn't understand this philosophy at all.
Right.
Now, Chad's right in front of you, so I'll take care of him. Feel free to speak freely here, okay? Don't be scared. I got him.
Okay.
I got him. I know he's in the military, but I got his number, okay? So tell me why Chad's... What about Chad enables him to, as a primary care physician, in order to treat this better than the primary care doctor? What does he know? Well, I know you said functional medicine, but give me a little more.
Chad looks at medicine as a whole body, not just one little tiny specialty. Mm-hmm. And functional medicine... the best description I can give you of functional medicine is it's trying to make your body healthier, not trying to correct symptoms that right. you've got.
Just treating yeah. symptoms, in other words, getting down to the
functional medicine calls. Tries to get you so that you don't have the symptoms. You make a healthy enough body, you don't have symptoms, where you go to a traditional doctor, they're going to take your symptoms and they're going to give you some kind of medicine to treat the symptom without right. looking for the reason for the symptom, how to get your body healthier so that you don't have the symptoms anymore.
Right. That's what yep. you're all about. Right, Dr. Chad?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. My approach in the past, I'll say this and then I'll be quiet, was... What is the only thing I knew? I didn't really understand hormones.
Right. Right.
In fact, I don't know that I could have told you all three different estrogens in the normal human body.
After medical school, you say? Is
it? Or during residency, even. Mm. So it was only once I got into, and then what's the importance of each different one? Because they all right. have different levels right. of importance. So, my solution to a hormone problem was, here's your birth control pill, or here's your hormone replacement pill. Mm. That was it. There was not customized, and I can tell you that the differences are so nuanced that there is not one solution for all of these quote hormone problems. It doesn't work.
I mean, I don't think this topic's any different than any other topic that we've talked about. It's customizing medicine because everyone's situation is totally different.
That's right.
I think we talked about earlier. There's and I do want to talk to you, Sue, about my wife has had two children, right? And mm-hmm. After she gave birth. There's sometimes spots appear on
sure.
on your face. I want to ask you that because I think that's a little bit of what we're talking to today. But at every stage of a woman's life, their hormones are different, their level of acne or skin problems are different. And I think you have to treat each individual case, right? You can't just throw.
That's correct. Not only are they different, at different ages, they're different every day. Mm. Quite literally.
Right.
Now, if everything is in normal balance and all those kinds of things, women have normal fluctuations in their
right,
hormones
right.
through the month based on their cycle.
Yeah, I got that.
You know, I saw a 21-year-old girl today that has significant problems with hormones. Mm. It's common. And so often, in fact, her solution to this point has been, here's your birth control pill, here's your birth control, here's your birth control pill. And her words to me were, I've never done good on birth control pills, but I've never had an option.
Mm. No doctor has ever given me an alternative.
For your birth control pills?
No, I'm speaking for this lady.
That's correct.
I don't have a problem with that. Okay, so tell me about the spotting after pregnancy. I assume that's in...
So the spotting after pregnancy is a hormonal reaction in the skin, which they call the mask of pregnancy, honestly. Mm-hmm. And it's your hormones cause an upward progression of pigment to be produced by the melanin producing cell that we've got in our body. So normally we go out in the sun, we get a tan, and right. that's that cell acting. But during pregnancy, the hormonal fluctuations causes that to happen. Mm. There are ways to deal with that. But the first thing I will say is, and this is one thing that most people don't understand, is if you are not willing to wear sunscreen 100% of the time, you cannot fix that problem.
Wow. Wow. And why and why is that?
Because sun is the number one aggravator of that condition. So if you're not willing to block it, as long as the sun is hitting your face, and that means through a window, through your car, through your building window. If you're not willing to prevent the sun from ever hitting your skin, then the pigment will always be there.
Sue, that does not sound like a commercially viable option. You have to sell something at the end of that statement.
Well, I can sell you things that will help with that, but the point is that sunscreen is a big part of that.
That's a pretty honest answer. It's a good answer. I have noticed with my wife, and hopefully she doesn't listen to this show. She's going to hate me. But I have noticed when she's in the sun that it seems to bring it out a little bit. Yeah.
So one thing that most people don't understand about pigment is once you have pigment, it never goes away. You can impede the appearance on your skin, but below the surface of your skin, if you were to look at yourself through a specialized camera, it's just sitting there waiting to come back up. So it absolutely never goes away once you've got it.
The cat's out of the bag.
Yeah. Mm. Interesting. Interesting thing to note. Is there any preventative measures?
Sunscreen.
I assume you have a sunscreen line.
We do have a sunscreen, but even if I didn't, sunscreen is the only answer for the preventative.
For a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about other common conditions that you see in women when it comes to skincare.
Oh, you see so many.
What are the most prevalent?
How long do we have?
We talked about more of an acne base related to hormones. We've talked about the pigmentation. What's another common symptom?
Wrinkles.
Wrinkles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you came up, do you have a cure for wrinkles?
So the thing is,
because you don't have any.
The thing that's great. Now, remember we were talking once a little bit earlier about active serum?
Yes.
The great thing about active serum, remember, all of our products are multitasking. The active serum helps with acne. It helps with wrinkles. It helps with pigment. It helps with skin texture. It helps with pore size. Mm. So this is one product that you use at night, 4 drops. Does all those things.
You know, it's interesting. Wrinkles are an interesting thing. I've seen young people with wrinkles, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would think wrinkles, you know, it's as you get older, you wrinkle. But I've seen young people with wrinkles. I've seen older people without wrinkles. What's up with that?
Well, sun.
Sun? It's all. Is it all sun exposure, though?
A lot of it is sun exposure.
It is one of the greatest offenders. Now, there are others. And, you know, tobacco, oxidation, glycation. Will have a podcast about what are called advanced glycation end products.
Right.
And so that ages the skin
and
enhances the aging appearance.
You have good skin. Not to be weird. You have great skin. You really do.
That's not weird at all.
It's not that kind of show, people. Okay, so Sue, every day you wake up, what process do you do yourself? And what process should women out there do? How do you take care of your skin?
Well, so I'm not really a good example because I've been in the skincare industry long enough that I am what we would classify as a power user.
Right. Well, do you like demo products all the time?
Yeah. I actually have a little bit of everything sitting at home. So I don't, the one thing I will tell you about our products is very little goes a long way and they're not meant to be layered. So I change what I'm doing depending on what my skin's doing. Much the same as Chad talks about changing hormones depending on what your body's doing or changing your supplements depending on what your body's doing. Same would hold true of skincare products. Even the most minimalist person should reevaluate their skincare products at least twice a year because when you go from winter to summer or summer to winter, your skin changes. The needs of your skin change. So for me, I get up, I cleanse my skin every morning.
Right.
I put on an antioxidant. I sometimes will put on a hydrating anti-ager product, and then I put on sunscreen.
Right.
I mean, sunscreen every day. In the evening, I wash my face. I put on whatever nighttime product is going to help with dead skin cell turnover, and I change mine depending on whether it's summer or winter because I'm really dry. So summer for me is active serum. Winter is a different product. And then I'm done. That's it. That's all I do.
That's at least 99% more than I do. I should do sunscreen, though.
I will tell you that my daily thing, I kind of talked about it. I do the cleanser, and it's just a good, gentle, doesn't strip your face of everything that you need, but good, gentle cleanser.
Right.
Then I'll use the active serum, and I'm better at doing this like when I shave because, you know, your face gets dry and irritated, and one of the best aftershaves I've ever seen is the the Hydrocool, which is an excellent moisturizer. Yeah. It doesn't make you oily or anything like
that. That's an important deal for a guy.
Moisturizer.
So, yeah. So we haven't talked about that for men, but we've mostly focused on women, but the Hydrocool for a man, it's great for women who have oily skin, but for men, it's soothing, it's hydrating, and because most men create razor burn on their skin every single day of their lives,
right.
It actually is going to soothe the razor burn and close your pores down. Mm-hmm. So then you've got hydrated, soothed, nice, smooth skin that's not open to folliculitis because you've taken care of that problem by soothing it and closing the pores.
It nice. Really does make a big difference. It really does.
Marshall over here, he's a clean shave. You learn anything today?
Yeah, every single day. I've learned that I got to do a heck of a lot more than I'm doing right now.
In life.
In life.
General health. Yeah. Well, I think some takeaways for me. We're average guys, Marshall, right? What do we know about this stuff? For me, I'm shocked to hear that acne is not related to things that you eat. That was a big surprise for me, right?
Yeah.
And I'm also shocked to think, you know, I've seen people who have acne and they appear to have a lot of oil on their skin.
They do.
But it's not necessarily a result of them having oily skin, though, right?
They may have acne because they have oily skin, but it's not because they eat something that's oily that causes them to have oily skin.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I got
that. That's maybe the better statement.
Wait a second.
I got that. And also, so much of the underlying symptoms have to do with what you can help with, Chad, and it's the hormonal structure.
Right.
Yeah.
You just want to approach acne from a holistic perspective, meaning the entire body. Perspective.
Yeah, right.
And what could be causing inflammation, what can make inflammation worse, what can affect hormones, what can affect the sebum production, and you know, all of these kinds of things. And then how do we treat that in the most appropriate manner? And sometimes medications may be appropriate, but I don't get patients that fail on with the IS clinical line. It's just really been that good for us.
Let's talk about that line. Where do people get it?
So we are considered a clinical line. Our line is sold primarily in doctor's offices, medical spas.
Do you sell it at your office, Jen?
We do.
Okay.
We're working. One day we'll have the entire website up and you can get it off the website. I don't have that up yet.
So Revolution Health and Wellness Clinic, people can go there and get it, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Where are you located?
2865 East Skelly.
Okay.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma. So it's right off of I-44 in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
So for our New York listeners, you ship?
Sure.
If you
call
the price is right.
If you call the clinic,
right.
We'll get you taken care of one way or another.
It's a great show. I got to tell you, Sue, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
A great
thanks,
addition.
Sue. We appreciate
addition.
You.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards. Tune in next week where we'll be going against the grain.